Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they saw bare feet walking down the stairs, then walking to the wall, and they were gone. What the heck was that?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You can call it in right now if you want. 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get commercial-free versions of the show by becoming a premium subscriber. And with that, you will get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I am here today, and I have a mini ghost story.
Oh, please share.
Yeah, 7 years ago today, the Cubs won the World Series, and they've ghosted us ever since.
Are we surprised by that? Not really. And they got a little bit better this year, and we had a little bit of hope.
Congratulations to all you Texas Ranger fans, and the Diamondbacks did great to get where they got. Nobody thought they would do it either. So for all you guys, good on you, you know.
And weren't those both wild card teams?
They were.
Which I thought was amazing. I love that.
They expanded the wild card. And I don't know. I hear a lot of people complaining, but I like it. I just feel like I don't know what you're complaining about because they've got to play the games. When you get to postseason, it's a whole new world.
Yep.
Everything starts over. And you know what? You win or you don't win.
And I think everybody thought the Braves were going to go all the way this year. Well, and they were good. They were really good.
They were good. But you know what?
They lost.
They got beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the way that works. You got to win to keep going.
Well, I will say this, that I did wear my Cubs World Series sweatshirt all day today.
I know.
Because, I mean, my team didn't win this year, but I can kind of relive that. It's so funny that, like, I was looking at my Facebook memories today, and it's like, 100 different people are like, congratulations on your Cubs, Carol. Oh my God.
I know. I quite frankly, I don't even want to look at it today if you want to know the truth. But it just hurts a little bit too much.
No, because, you know, we hadn't won one for a really long time and then we did. And I still like reliving that. I'm like, that was an awesome night. I started that game in Nashville. And I finished that game when I got to my house in Wichita, Kansas. Then there was the rain delay, and the game went on for hours. And it was like, it was just funny. I started watching the game in Nashville and finished it up at home. And so, I don't know, it was kind of a cool, magical thing. Here's an interesting story. Let's just go ahead and give it a listen. Here you go.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Christina from Salt Lake, Utah. I grew up in Magna, and I have a story to tell about this house that I used to go to all the time. It's my friend's house, and we now live with each other. His childhood house was definitely haunted, 100%. I'd like to tell you guys this story because I think a lot of people would find it interesting or a little spooky. His brother was living downstairs at the time. This house is like in the heart of Magna. It has gargoyles on the front of the house, and there's a cement wall, sort of. The house looks creepy. It kind of looks like a village house in a way. Three stories. It has like a shed in the back that could be usable to live in, like a renting room or something. We were all hanging out downstairs, and his brother was currently living downstairs because somebody was living upstairs, I think. So we didn't have doors on the downstairs. It was like a living room. So they had hang up blankets And so we had blankets that they had like a barrier between the hallway and that big room. We were all hanging out, and I don't know why, but we kind of all looked in this direction, which everybody except his brother and his brother's girlfriend was looking towards the wall, and they were looking towards the door. But me and my friend, I'll call him Fred, because I don't know if he would feel comfortable of me using his real name. But Fred and me kind of got this feeling to look back. I don't know why, just a feeling to look behind us. And we all saw this, which was, even remembering it now, is very creepy to me. It was bare feet that came down the stairs and basically walked into the wall. And there's no door there. There's no room there. If you were to go into the hallway where they walked into the wall, there's no door, and where they would have gone would be the bathroom, because right behind that wall is the bathroom. So we were all like kind of taken up about this. We were like, what the hell is that? It was bare feet. Nobody's downstairs with us, and it was pretty late at night, so we knew that none of the kids were up or anything like that, or his dad or stepmom or anything coming downstairs. So we all saw these bare feet walk down the stairs, like two steps of the stairs, and then walk into the wall. And it was these grown men feet. Like, I remembering now, remembering it now just kind of irks me still, because it was just so real. But yeah, that's one of the stories that I have for you guys today. I love your guys' platform for everybody. I think it's great. Keep doing what you guys are doing. I hope you guys.
So what the heck? Like, and it doesn't even sound like she saw the person.
Okay, I'm confused. Okay, I need to get this in my head, a better picture of this. Were these feet, was she seeing them under something? So that's why there wasn't the rest of the body? Or are these just feet with not attached to a
body?
That's
what it sounded like. But then recently I have, in other stories we've talked about, there's been somebody from the top up. There was nothing on the bottom. And then there was another story we had that was from the waist down, nothing on the top. So I've heard of that happening. So I guess if that can happen, I guess you could just have feet walking down the stairs.
I guess so. Okay, so you think what she meant, because I was thinking in my head, when the blankets were hanging, are they just seeing feet under blankets, you know, that where you could just see under it?
Yeah, that I'm but not
that doesn't
100%
make sense
sure
because
either.
She talked like they all saw him come down the stairs. Right?
Yeah.
So these are disassociated feet. They're just out there.
And then the ghost feet, let's call them ghost feet.
Okay.
Then the ghost feet just walk into a wall. Like, and she said on the other side of the wall was the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did anybody go in the bathroom? She didn't say, did she?
I don't think she said. I mean,
nobody,
would you want
there
to?
Wasn't a follow-up, like, run to the bathroom and see what that was or anything. Like, maybe nobody wanted to.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think her name was Kristen. Let me see. It was at the very
Christina.
Beginning. Christina. Mm-hmm. Okay, Christina. Here's the thing. Here's what we need to know. Were the feet attached to anything? Were the feet just feet moving on their own? Were they behind a blanket? Could it have been, you know, like, were they ghost feet not attached to anything? Or were they, you couldn't tell if they were attached to something.
Yeah, or was there maybe a dark shadow-ish thing above them or anything, you know? Was there a shadow person, but that you could see the feet kind of well?
And to be honest, if you answer any of those questions, it's really not going to give us any more insight. We're just curious. Let's be real. it's not going to help us solve this mystery by any stretch of the imagination.
That is true. I'm just trying to envision exactly what she saw.
I'm trying to visualize this, and it's so weird.
I know.
Just, you know, it's so weird to me. Just when you think you hear everything, then you hear a story about feet.
We did have somebody not too long ago say something about, like, burned legs walking past.
Yeah, and saw and could see the burned legs.
Yeah.
It was very specific. They were definitely burned.
Yeah, so I guessed, you know, I mean, I'm not saying she didn't. I totally think she could. I don't think that. I'm just trying to envision exactly what they saw. And I guess it was just feet that were cut off, you know, at the
ankles
or something.
And if you were a ghost, why would you want everybody seeing your bare feet? What was that all about? You know, like if I'm coming back, I'm going to show my feet. I'm like, hey, it's me, Carol. And I don't want him to be like, whose feet are those that are walking into the wall?
Carol, why do you have bare feet?
You never had bare feet in real life, Carol.
You never had bare feet in life.
That would be for sure. Like if you see bare feet once I'm gone, you will go, that's not Carol.
It's not Carol.
Because I absolutely hate walking around in bare feet. Hate it.
I do too. I have to have shoes on.
I do, even in my house.
Yep.
And so I have no like explanation. I have no insight.
Well, and I'd like to know if there were other events in this house. Like, this is where this friend of hers grew up, right?
Well, she did say it right at the beginning. Let me see. It says,
Utah.
That was real creepy.
I grew up in Magna.
And then she says something about,
I have a story to tell about this house that I used to go to all the time. It's my friend's house, and we now live with each other. His childhood house was definitely haunted.
So she says the childhood house was definitely haunted.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it sounded real creepy, like gargoyles on it and a big, you know, wall around it and stuff. But I would love to know if there were any, is there any history to this? Is there any background information? Did other people see things? I mean, she said it was definitely haunted, but what were some of the other things that occurred in this house? Could these feet be associated with a ghost, a previous tenant, a relative?
Well, obviously there's a footless ghost walking around someplace.
Well, obviously there is.
Like on his little stumps.
Yeah.
Because he's got no feet.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bad for that ghost.
But if Christina has any more information, you know, and she lives with this person now, she said, so maybe they could help out and say, yeah, there were times that I saw this, or my parents said this, or, you know, my brother saw something. And maybe they could piece together. They probably have. I mean, this roommate has probably thought a great deal about this. I'll bet you there's more to this story.
Let us know if you've got some more insight. We would like to know it. And if there's some more stories that are associated with this place, we would like to know that too.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
If there's could it be one ghost that's just separated itself? And so sometimes its feet can just walk on its own, and other times, I don't know, just hands show up. I don't know. I don't know how this works. It seems like you'd have a choice. Like, I don't know. If I come back, you're only going to see the good body parts. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's another story. It says, hello, Tony, Carol, Todd, Kathy, and or Harper. My name is Justin, and I've been a listener for a little over 3 years now. I love the show. I'm about to start my third year as an EPP member. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I don't know whether Tony or Carol will remember these conversations they had, but the question has come up before, and just counting the regular Real Ghost Stories Online episodes and all the EPP episodes, it has taken me just over 2 years to catch up to the present day. That's pretty impressive.
I'm impressed. Yeah, that's awesome.
Because the other day, Tony and I were talking about that, and there's over 4,000 episodes. So I'm like, okay, if you did four a day, that would take you over 4 years to get caught up. So if you did, you could, you know, do 8 a day and cut that down considerably. But
we need to send Justin a fruit basket for all that. My goodness.
Well, he is awesome. A mail carrier. So
that's awesome, though.
That's off, Justin. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's a super fan.
I love that. He says, I'm a mail carrier. I listen on the route as I'm on autopilot and bored out here most of the time and can listen for roughly 5 hours a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Especially since I found your show during COVID 2020 and was easily doing 12 to 15 hour shifts because of the political mail in Georgia. Oh my goodness gracious. That's paranormal in itself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because Georgia was kind of that was quite a race. Yeah, wow.
Oh my gosh. And so many races there.
But the funny thing is, a while back, this next line makes me laugh because this was several years ago. Tony and I were doing some episodes. I don't even remember how we came up about it, but it was like, you know, he was giving away free bunk bed bells or something. And then one day we're like, and you get a free personal pan pizza. And so we kept joking about that. So then he says, so since I've listened to almost every RGSO episode, I'm ready for my free personal pan pizza. Oh. That made me laugh. So thank you, Justin. Jokes aside, I have a couple short stories for today to get myself introduced. I am 36 now. I've lived in the tri-state area of Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee my entire life, which includes the now infamous city of Chattanooga. No, I don't know Richard. There was a guy on this show for years, Richard from Chattanooga. It says, I wish I did know him and where his house was. I was surprised to hear a city come up that I knew so well and I've lived in. I wanted to note that I also had a reaction upon hearing that weird sound during a Richard episode. The first time I heard it, my stomach turned and I felt sick. You know, and that's another weird thing that's happened. And I just got an email the other day that somebody was listening to this show or the Grave Talks. It might have been the Grave Talks. And they're like, 12 minutes and 36 seconds, there was the weirdest sound. I'm like, yeah, there was. I don't know what that was.
Oh.
And I was doing an episode with these people in Gettysburg, and they own this property, and it's basically the whole, you know, the outdoor area is haunted. It's got all these trails through it that have been there since the Civil War era. And we're talking, and there was some weird sounds that were
so
popping
strange.
Up. Yeah, they were in the house, in the basement of their house. That was
I think
built
it was
like,
the FBI listening to you.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah, because they would...
The funny thing
is, the FBI doesn't want our information to get out.
Because the funny thing is, I'm like, I believe a ghost before I believe it was the FBI.
I know.
So anyways, he goes on to say, Justin says, I'm a very empathic person and I pick up on strong feelings and emotions. Since I have anxiety and ADD myself, I don't always know if it's just me or if I'm picking up someone else's emotions. I can tell when it's my wife, someone I know so well that I can easily tell when it's her, as she can be an anxious person as well. That would be an interesting situation to be in. Mm-hmm. It's like, where am I picking up on this? Is it my own anxiety? Is it something else? That would be a strange feeling. Because normally when I get those feelings, I can tell, like, it's the room, or it's just a negative person you're around sometimes.
But I get it, because there are days where I wake up and I feel like something's amiss in the world. Like something's not kind of...
Which is right now, it's kind
just
of every
a little
day.
Off.
Every
and
day.
I go along and then later in the day, sure enough, I find out something.
There's so many bad things going on these days. He said, I've had small, odd things happen for as long as I can remember, and I believe I got my empathy from my mother. She can pick up things, too. She's called me out of the blue before to check on me when I've been very upset and hadn't even told her anything yet. She also told me a story once about having a porcelain clown doll. Oh, my God.
Dear.
That's three words I don't want together, ever.
Porcelain clown doll.
And... The porcelain clown doll wouldn't stay where she put it on a small shelf. She would wake up and it would be on top. Set it back down to her lower shelf, next day on top again. So she set it on the bottom and far back and woke up to it being in the middle of the floor. Her siblings still swear they didn't do it. But as I said, living around Chattanooga and in the South, even though I was raised very religiously, I still heard ghost stories constantly growing up. I've heard them from Chattanooga, including a demon house, which I now wonder if it was Richard's, and the battlefields. I also passed by the Chickamauga every day on the way to work, and have heard stories of people seeing soldiers walking through the woods at night and mysterious lights with no discernible source. Unfortunately,
man, that'd be creepy seeing soldiers at night.
And then just lights. Like, Unfortunately, the battlefield is closed at dark except for the main road through the middle, so no investigating at night. And believe me, I wanted to, as I was an amateur ghost hunter along with my uncle. Justin, much braver than me. I do have stories there, but I'll share that another day. Don't forget. There are many battlefields around here, and there were a lot of Native American stories around this area as well, possibly villages and or burial grounds. The Cherokee had a large presence here, as my great-great-grandmother was a full-blooded Cherokee, and I've always been fascinated with the culture and always wanted to learn more. My wife even said that she once saw what looked to be a Native American chief standing in the hallway of the very house we now live in, before walking away and disappearing.
Oh my gosh.
This is interesting, though. She said she was not scared of it, other than the surprise, as it felt more curious than anything. Isn't that interesting?
Like, that is.
I think it would just scare the crap out of me because I'm not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, he said she was surprised, but maybe once that she got over that initial adrenaline burst, seemed like he wasn't threatening and it was okay.
Yeah. But it walked away and disappeared. Then he said, I also have more stories in this house concerning her grandmother, and I will share those soon too. Have a great day. Okay. Can't wait to hear my story and to share more as it gets better from here on out. Just have to find the time to sit down and write it out. Thanks for reading. Okay, so Justin, you've got an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear more about your house concerning your grandmother. And
I want to know the Civil War stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's interesting.
You know, I am such a Civil War buff, and I am fascinated with Civil War paranormal.
Very much so. And there is a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, I did a Grave Talks this week. And they own a place. It's not too far from Burlington, Iowa. It's in Bentonsport, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Mason House Inn. And they say there's hundreds of spirits in there. But at one point, it was used as a hospital during the Civil War. And it was more, you know, during the... Because Missouri was fighting with everybody. Around.
Oh, yeah, Missouri.
Kansas, they just, Iowa.
Yeah.
They were fighting with everybody. And so they were bringing in soldiers, you know, and people caught in these conflicts. It didn't matter what side, they were all going there. And then they were shipping them on to Keokuk or someplace. But it was just very interesting to talk to them about that house. So they think there's Civil War spirits in there. There's, you know, spirits of the family that owned it for 99 years. It's just, it was really interesting. I was going to... As I edit that, I'm going to play a little bit of that. You and I are going to listen to it.
Yeah, I will love that.
So, yes, Justin, please write in and share some more stories, because we would really like that very much.
That's right. You know, I think you did a great job on your first one, Justin. So let's keep going on this.
So don't forget, Justin, it's realghoststoriesonline.com. Or, Justin, if you want to call it in, 855-853-4802. And you can also, though, get an ad-free version of the show. And with that, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You just need to become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.